Easier how?
Han asked suspiciously.
I thought all we needed to do was blow the Nest ship's hyperdrive, and Mara can do that a lot easier with a shadow bomb than we can with a lightsaber and two crummy blaster pistols. There's a complication,
Luke said.
One we can't hit with a shadow bomb. A complication?
Han put his faceplate close to Luke's and saw that the Jedi Master was shivering uncontrollably.
You mean Lomi Plo?
Luke turned to Han and nodded.
I should finish her off while I have the chance. I'm going to stay here and see this thing through. That makes two of us,
Han said. He turned to Tarfang and June.
How about you two?
Tarfang launched into a tirade of angry jabbering. June merely stood there, blinking at them out of his helmet.
Well?
Han asked. When June's expression did not change, Han tapped the side of the Celestin's helmet. June frowned and shook his head.
I guess it's unanimous,
Han said.
June can't risk jumping off this rock with a faulty comm. If his beacon fails too, he'll be a goner out there. Let's go.
They started to move again, but instead of traveling straight toward the thermal vent, Luke carefully circled it. Every few meters, he would stop and remain motionless for 5 or 10 seconds, then adjust his course and creep ahead even more slowly. Finally, he motioned for a stop, then sneaked forward to peer around the side of a heatsink. Han followed and saw several dozen hazy, bug-shaped figures wearing the bulky carapaces that Killix used as pressure suits. They were all crouching in ambush, still facing the direction he and Luke had been approaching from a few minutes earlier.
Everybody be ready.
Luke unhooked his lightsaber, then took the blaster pistol out of his utility belt and passed it to Tarfang.
Mara's making her run. Then what?
Han asked.
Then Lomi Plo will have to show herself,
Luke answered.
After we finish with her, we trip our rescue beacons. I'm holding you to that,
Han said. He motioned June to stay with the droids and keep down, then twisted around to look up into space.
What's taking so?
Luke jumped up and ignited his lightsaber, pointing the tip toward the hiding Gorog. In the same instant, the dark shape of a Jedi Stealth X appeared behind the insects and began to stitch the Nest ship's hull with fire from its 4 laser cannons. A curtain of spit-creep dust, hull chips, and bug parts boiled spaceward, and then the Stealth X was gone, vanished against the star-flecked void. A moment later, a small line of pressure-suited Gorog came charging forward between the heat sinks, spraying electrobolts and shattergun pellets ahead of them. Han returned fire, cursing in frustration as most of his bolts bounced harmlessly off the insect's carapace pressure suits. Luke simply made a sweeping motion with his hand, and one end of the Gorog line went tumbling into space. Then, brilliant spears of cannon fire began to stab down from space again, churning what remained of the insect line into an amalgam of chitin and gore. Han continued to fire, more to make sure Mara knew where he was than because he thought he was going to kill anything. In a moment, the Stealth X's dark shape swept past only a few meters from their hiding place, so close that Han could see Mara's head swinging back and forth as she selected her targets. Han was still watching her when something tinked the back of his helmet. He spun around, half expecting to feel the painful final pop as a shattergun pellet tore through his head. But there was nobody behind him except June and the droids.